for Shabbos.
Lo Yadani wasn't sure. Imi lefuneha, imi liachreha. Was the yomtiv like before Shabbos, or was the yomtiv after Shabbos? Rashi lo yadano imchal yomtiv there a Shabbos. Umeiz boi bayoyim. The person died on Friday yomtiv. Umevneish lo yuchul esasli boi lemochem. Since tomorrow is going to be Shabbos, and they can't do anything on Shabbos, is a tiul of karvai dayamin. They were mati you to bury him on the first day yomtiv with goyim. That was the ma'aser. They told him, even though he's made the first day yomtiv, you're allowed to let goyim go and bury him. You see, al de goyim, you are allowed to do it. The yomar Rava says the ma'aser was made the yomtiv rishon yisasku bayamimin. The law is like this: if somebody dies the first day yomtiv, so it's an issue deraisa then, so Yisrael shouldn't do any malacha for burying him. But if you want to, you're allowed to let goyim bury him. Hashenka b'yontu sheni, if somebody's made from yontu sheni, it's only awesome of the Rabbonin, is this asku by Yisrael. The Rabbonin will make all, as kavar ha-meis, that even a Yisrael could bury him on yontu sheni. The afilu b'yontu sheni is Rosh Hashanah. Even if it's the second day is Rosh Hashanah, that it's a chomadik of din Rosh Hashanah, it's not tam as a sofik, it's like yom ha-richta dami, even in Eretz Yisrael will know 2 days Rosh Hashanah, still negayet to a meis, the second day is still only awesome of the Rabbonin, the Rabbonin will make all by a meis. Ma'ashen ken bebeitim. Mashenkin an egg that's born the second day yontif, that's a shalom for muksa. The other rabbanim will make it. If al tilchus muksa they weren't make it on yontif sheni. If a beit an egg is born on yontif, it's also they're only making the game to a mace. If somebody's mace on yontif, you can bury him. The first day al yidei goyim, the second day al day Yisrael. So why did you answer back the pshita that it's also the same terrors as pshenim b'nei terah? I know that halacha that it's mutem, but about they were amaratzim. If I'll give them one head to do other term, he didn't want to be making for them at all. But then we told him, you know, it's us. Right. Omer Abavin Barakuna, Omer Abchama Baguria. Misatif Odom Bikilo, Ove Sixicho, the Yoitzel of Shusarab and Bishabbos. The person is allowed to wrap himself around with the kilo. That's this tent, this cloth that they use for a tent. You're allowed to wrap it around you, and now use it as a coat, and walk outside with it. And since you're covering yourself with it, it's like a derech malbush now, you're allowed to walk out with it. And the chiddush is, the even though it has the straps on it, that the straps now are only used when you put it up for a tent, you tie it down with the straps. But now that you have this kilo, this sheet wrapped around you, you have no use at all for these straps. So we saw this in halacha, you're allowed to walk out with this on Shabbos. V'yeinu choshes, enough to be choshes that you're carrying out the straps. The kilo, the sheet itself is wrapped around you. It's like a malbush, but the straps that are hanging down, you have no use for the straps right now. The straps are only used to hang up the kilo out of the tent. Now you're using it as a malbush, so why is that mutam? And the more satirist is kosher, because since it's not kosher, it's bought to the beggars, we saw in Allah. It's Rashi. Nesatabod the kilo shu kisadin, like a sheet, or nesatabod erach malbush, wrap it around you, and walk out with it on Shabbos. The chizkaseho, ritzuyas hatluyas, we have no the strings that are hanging down from it. La yarmina, we don't say hak ritzuyas. Lav litzur chitif ninu. These strings you don't need for wearing it. Vehevik masli, maybe it's called you carrying it. Nahu shasa, the end kitzkor asu nelo lintais of yael. The only reason you need these straps was only when you want to put it up like a tent. You need the straps. But the way it is now, you don't need the straps. Still, we say it's mutzer. Vosunzi why? Shadigmar nait, maishnam rahuna. Why is this different, carrying out these straps that are on the beggar now, with saying it's mutter, why is it different than Rav halacha? The Yomar Rav Huna Amar Rav, HaYoytzei B'talis, She'ena Metziyetzes Kilchosom, you walk out with the talis on Shabbos, that doesn't have four tittis kilchosom, you only have three corners you have a tittis, on the fourth corner it's missing, or else a few of the strings came off, that the tittis is possible. If you walk out with such a beggar on Shabbos, you should know, Chayiv Chatis, Yoldi Chayiv Chatis, there's a kasha why? On the beggar itself, you're zikr not chayiv chatis. The beggar's a beggar. You're wearing a beggar. So what are you chayiv chatis for? Just for the tittis. So why do we say, just like here, the straps. If you walk out with this sheet, even though it has straps hanging on it, we say the straps is bottled to the beggar. There also, why don't we say the tittis should be bottled to the beggar? And why are you chayiv chatis? And the Gemara, tittis legavi talis chashivi, v'loi batli. The Torah says, these strings that are here, hanging down manasha. The strings by itself, if it's not in the kind of the mitzvah, it's not part of the beggar, and it's not a tachshit for the beggar yet. No, you only have three, you don't have four. So these three strings right now, they are choshev things, because eventually you plan to put a fourth tittis on the fourth corner. Then you will have a mitzvah tittis. You don't want now these three strings and three corners to be bottled to the beggar. No, it's a choshev thing. And the way it is right now, it's not part of the Begid, because it's not a tachit for the Begid. You don't have a kiva mitzvah. Therefore, blives a masli. Since it's not butl to the Begid, because it's choshev by itself, it's called like carrying out those strings. Here, what are you doing? You have this kilo, the sheet, you're wrapping around you. You're wrapping it around yourself. And you have some straps on the kilo. Now, these straps have no cheshivas. They're butl to the Begid. Something that's not so choshev, you don't care if it's there or not. That's as far as since it is attached to the Begid, it's sewed on to the Begid, it's bottled to the Begid. It's only something that's choshev that's not bottled to the Begid. So Drashi Chayim Chatis. Vidu loy hoysu mitziyetas klau loy mechayim. If you have no tzitzis avad, you wouldn't be chayim. To hol lehushihu. You're wearing the Begid, it's a malvish. You're allowed to wear the Begid itself. Alma ha tzitzis heavy le masli. So why you chayim chatis? Because there's three strings that are here. It's called the masli. Hoyu v'yenu ki mitzvosu. Right now it's not, you have no kima mitzvah. Einam tzrichen lo, you don't need them. It's not part of the Begid. The Begid is a Begid. These are some strings hanging down. So since you have no kima mitzvah, it's not part of the Begid. The male is called a masli. So why is it different than the straps on the kilo? That there it is chashiva. Why is it trashi mishum the shotchel the same? So Rashi learns the reason why the tzitzit is chashin, because we're talking about they were tchelis. They're made from blue wool. That's the way Rashi learns. Other Rishayim on face learns Tzitzis chashivi, shen v'tomu fi shechashuv v'mein deinov, she'daita litvim v'tala tzitzis reviyas. You have that like to make good tzitzis here. So these three pairs that are on it now, you don't have that that should be bought to the Begid, like you have that to use it. Since you have that, you have to use it. You don't want it to be bought to the Begid. So we spoke out in Halacha. The Chayodim learns from this Gemara, the Pshat is, even a loop. If part of the loop breaks off, since you have that to fix it again, so it's like a chashiv thing, you don't want it to be bought to the Begid. So the Chayyot and Paskins, you can't walk out with a pair of pins that the loop, one side of the loop came off. But since one side of the loop of your belt came off, you have das to sew it back on again. So it's a choshev thing. Anything you have das to use is called choshev, is not bottle to the Begid. We spoke about the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't Paskin like that, it can be Mekel. And you also know the Sforna Gemara Sittis is after the mitzvah Sittis. That's what's a choshev thing. The reason why you don't want these three strings to be bottle to the Begid is because you plan to be Mekayim mitzvah Sittis. You plan to put another fourth corner of tzitzis on, and then you'll have four corners with tzitzis in the kind of the mitzvah. That's why it's not both to the Begid. So anything like a loop on your belt, the loop for the belt, even though one side comes off, you zikha not chashiv, you don't care if it goes off altogether or not. So that about it would be both to the Begid. Thank you. With three strings? No, nothing. Omar Ket, Navera. I mean, I'll still persist, he's not going to walk out with such a Begid off the Begid itself. You can't wear a Begid that has four corners without having tzitzis on it. Yeah. Here, there's an issa to do it. The shalom on Shabbos, there is no issa. All right, there's a good shalom, there's a tzitzis. Remember what the Rambam says. The chiyuv is, when you have it, you have to put on the tzitzis. On Shabbos, you can't put on the tzitzis. The middle, you're allowed to wear it. That's a chiddush. The bosh is together, it's also to do it. Omar Rabba Bar Rahuna. Marim Odom ala Mishmeres Biyomtev. Even though our Mishnah said to him, Hinala spread out on top of the barrel to pleat the cloth that you want to use to pour the yayin into, because you're making an oil. You're making a tent on top of the barrel. You can't spread out on top this cloth you want to use to strain out the wine. You can't spread it out. But with haroma, with like, make a little trick, then it's mutter. What's the trick? Amar Rabba Barakunam, Marim Modem Ala Mishmeres B'yomtev, Litlois Bo Rimoinim. You make up your mind, Mitchila, you're spreading out this cloth over the barrel, because you want to put pomegranates inside the cloth. You want to store pomegranates there. So you don't have that to use what's inside the barrel. You just want to use the top of it. That's not an oil at all. Then the tela b'shmurim. And then later you put through it, you'll make the shmurim. Because on yontif, you are allowed to sift the yayin. Because since, like Tyson said, that when you sift the yayin, it's fresher right now, it tastes better, you're allowed to do that on yontif. It's called eichel nefesh. On yontif, you just can't make the oil. So if you make the oil, it's only nisir the rabbanon we had before. Because it's only called an oil arai. It's not a real oil here. You're just putting out a cloth on top of the barrel. That's only an issue of the rabbanon, because it's an oil arai. So the rabbanon, you're not allowed to do it. But with haroma, you're allowed to do it. It doesn't look like you're making a tent now. It looks like you still want to store the pomegranates on top of the barrel. That would be mutter to put a cloth on top, to put the pomegranates on top. And then later you just put the yayin, and then it looks like a tent. Because you want to use what's underneath the oil. Then you want to use the air underneath it to reach it, to get the wine. Amar Rav Ashi, for who the Tolabori mind? You have to know your mamash have to put pomegranates there also. not enough just to have das mechila when you spread out the cloth, you want to use pomegranates. But maisi, you have to put pomegranates there. But the more maisi, why is it different than this din? Ma'atilin sheikhar b'moy. You're allowed to make beer on kol amoy. But tzarech amoy. If you want to make a tzarech kol amoy, this mutter. Shlel the tzarech amoy dosa. But it's time to make beer on kol amoy that you're going to use after Yom Tif, that's also. Because kol amoy, you can't do malachas on kol amoy. Only tzarech Yom Tif. What you need for kol amoy. If you don't need it for today, you can't do it. Echot sheikh tomorrow, what you're making the beer from tomorrow, from dates, v'echot sheikh tomorrow, from barley, afol pi sheish lam yoshin. Even though you have old wine in your house, or old beer, since you have ready old beer, the chura don't have to make new beer now on Chol HaMoed. Still we say, Mariam, you can make a trick, and you can make believe as if you want to drink new beer. So you're allowed to make the beer now on Chol HaMoed, and you'll drink from the Chodesh. So, v'shoysim min HaChodesh. And we say there, you don't even have to, you're allowed to drink from the Chodesh, from the new wine. So why is the trick there mutter, and here we're saying the trick is only mutter here if your mamas use the pomegranate. And there you don't have to do anything. It's different. Why the beer? When you're making beer, nobody's cheshed you. You're making beer for after Chol HaMoed. It looks right now. The reason why you're making the beer on Chol HaMoed is because you want it right now. So even though you really have other beer, for you it's mutter because that's haroma, that's mutter. Mashen came over here, where it looks like what? You're spreading out the cloth on top of the barrel. It looks like you're making an oil. So Matchila does look like an oil. Here we're only making if you manage to put pomegranates on top. That takes off the yeast of the marasain. Omulei Rabbon Rabashi. Chazi Mar Haitzum Rabbon. I saw a young Rabbonim. Rabbune Rabbi Chivon Shimei. His name was Rabbune Rabchin. The Amrullah, some say Rabbune Bar Chalvon. That was his name, Shimei. The Shokal Boro de Tuma. He took the garlic peels. Took a Boro de Tuma, the outside shells of the garlic. And he put it into the hole of the barrel. Amal used to have a barrel of wine. It used to be a hole here where the wine would come out. He wanted to stuff up the hole. He used to put in the garlic, the shells of the garlic, inside the hole to stuff up the hole. Which, that should be bottom. It looks like a ticking mono. You have a hole in the barrel, the wine is coming out. You want to stuff up the hole. It's awesome, the rabbanon. Stuffing up a hole looks like you're being misnak and it's clean. And he used to do it on Yontif. The Yomer, and he would say, you know what, I'm putting the onion there, there's the garlic there, I don't have kavono to clog up the hole, I just have no place to put the garlic, so I'm putting it in this hole, that's all my kavono. His latsnuya, I'm putting the garlic to hide it there, that's all, for the purpose of the garlic. Latsnuya kemechavim. The Yoslin, he went away. That's one thing he did. Another thing that Sudra Abonim did was, v'noyim b'mavre, it's on Yontif, when the ferry was on one side of the river, he went into the ferry and fell asleep there. The Yovel HaGisa, and all of a sudden the ferry started to go, he didn't realize it, and he got to the other side of the ferry. The Saya Perry, when he got out on the other side, he had his field there, and he went to look over the field to make sure everything's doing okay there. The Yomer, and people ask, I now go on ferry on Yontif, you can't travel on the ferry on Yontif. The Yomer, he told him, I know the main of Kamechavna. When I went into the ferry, I went to take a nap there. I didn't go across the ferry, I just went to make a nap. So the mindset is called Haroma. It's called, really, really, the guy knew what he was doing. But if it's a terrorist, that's not Marasayan, you have a terrorist to look what you're doing, that's called Haroma. Is Omaluhu, Haroma Karma, you're telling me Haroma. Is Haroma B'drabonim here? We're only talking about Isur D'Rabbonim here. He's fixing up this clear, it's not a real tikkun monon, it's only Yosem D'Rabbonim. Going over a ferry on Yontif, there's no Issa D'Raisa, it's only Yosem D'Rabbonim. And the klal is, Vitzura M'Rabbonim, Loyosi L'Mevel L'Kapila. Ein Echnami. For a Talmud Chochem, it's mutter for him to do something by Haroma. If he does the trickery, that people don't know what he's doing, like here, he looks like he went to sleep. People won't come to learn from him. It's mutter to go over the ferry, Ein Echnami. For Tzumah Rabbonin it's mutter. For somebody else it's author. But for the Tzumah Rabbonin it's mutter. Last Rashi. Haroma b'Rabbonin he. Okay, got seen him. Hach Haroma la b'Yisur d'Raisa. We're not talking about Yisur d'Raisa to your heavy. El b'Yisur d'Rabbonin. Di nami ovid ma mishploi Haroma d'Rabbonin hu di ovid. Even if we stuff up this whole b'kavonim, it's not Yisur d'Rabbonin. Hilka kiva the Tzumah Rabbonin. Since this guy's a Talmud Chochem, lo yachmiru olei. We're not machmir upon him. Because he will never come to be Mako and do Mamash Kachilo this system. So a regular person will not Mako. Even though he's doing it by Roma, we're afraid some kinds will do it without Haroma. But for Tzumah D'Rabbana, we'll make it even without Haroma, we'll make it. With Haroma, we'll make it for Tzumah D'Rabbana to do it. That's the Mishnah. Nice din mayim agam b'yashmorim b'shvil shi'etzolim. You're allowed to put water on top of the shmorim b'shvil shi'etzolim, the shmorim will come cleaned out. It means if you have, the shmorim means that's the pits and shells that you made the wine from. What? Yeah. So you're allowed to put water over the dregs on Shabbos. Nice din mayim agam b'yashmorim b'shvil shi'etzolim. That you want the water to come out clean, or you want the water to get a tam of the yang, that's mutter. Trashach desh yitzoylum, sheitzlulim lozo vesa yang of neakamochim shekarim. That you want the water to get a tam of the wine, that's mutter. O mesananin esayayin vesudrit. If you have cleaned out wine already, you're allowed to be mesananin, like sifted through, vesudrin in a cloth, or vechrifas mitzvahs. The type of a basket made from deck or made from palm trees. And since it's cleaned out wine already, there's no issue of being buried then. It's cleaned out wine already. You can put an egg through a sifter that you sift using chardel mustard seeds there. That's mutz also to do on Shabbos. Usually you put mustard seeds there. Now you can put an egg through it. Same thing with the egg. The white, the yellow part of it, noitef, goes down. The white part of it, shukosher, nishalamala. Still, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara why. The yoisin anumlin b'Shabbos. A lot of make an anumlin, a type of a mixture. Shalom, we'll see in the Gemara about the four, I think, we'll see. That's mutter to make on Shabbos. We have Yehuda Weimer, the Shabbos, the kois. On Shabbos, you can only make one kois. The yontif for lagin, you can make more of this measurement. Yontif can use lagin over moed and cholam moed b'chavish. You can make as much as you want. We have tzadik leimak kol for yorchim. No, it depends how many orchim you have, how much will be needed or not, if it's mutter or not. Mar amaziri, noisin adam yain solul or mayin solul tocha mishmoras b'shamis. If you have clear wine already or clear water already that's drinkable the way it is, then there's no issa burr anymore. Then you're allowed to put it through the cloth to sift it out more. The enochoshes. But if the wine is dirty, you wouldn't drink it the way it is. That's the issue of the raisa. Then you're being over meraki. Then you're sifting it to take out the dirty part of the wine. That's awesome. Meisrav Shimon Gamliel Weimer. Toyred Odem Chav Yeshayayin. Yeno Ushmareho. Veneis Natoicha Mishmaras Meshabbos. So, of course, mashma the wine with its shmarim, even though it's dirty inside the wine, still you're allowed to put through the Mishmaras Meshabbos. It's the even dirty wine that you won't drink the way it is. Still you're allowed to sift it on Shabbos. Vein Echoshes. And the Maratik Maziri, Ben Hagita Shonu. There is talking about Ben Hagita means when it's the season of wine. When it's the season of wine, people drink the wine the way it is then also. So since it's drinkable, there's no answer of sifting it. Rashi, Ben Hagita Shonu, Shekola Yena Sakurim. All the wine then was like dirty. The Shaisinois in Mishmarayim. And people used to drink the wine then with its things in it. What do you call it?
Dregs.
Ezilgav Enkan Tikkun, there's no call. Tikkun of Lav Hachim Ishtoi. People drink it anyway. Therefore, there's no wisdom of Tikkun here. That has dew on it. That's a new jacket. So since it's new, you're mapped not to wear it with the dew on it. You want to get the dew off it. If you shake off the dew, that's also Porsche smash with Nisa Diraisam. It's Mishrim Kibbutz. That's a tolda of Kibbutz cleaning the beggar. Now the vart of makbid is totally at the Metzius. That usually on a new beggar that's black, you're mapped if the dew gets on it. Let's say you'll be makbid on any other beggar, it will also be Bosser. Just an Ucha de Milson, if it's not black and it's not new, you're not makbid. Hago azot remor, v'chol shchein she'ose l'nayir beged she'noa shabamayim, or she'yordu olo gisham, v'nageya, the mold's raining outside, and a lot of water comes on your coat, or comes on your jacket, when you come home, you're not allowed to shake off the water out of the beged. V'davka beged chodesh, also davka new beged, shemak bedolam. That you're makpid to wear it, or you're makpid that the water should not stay in the beged. Because usually a new beged, when water comes in it, it makes it wrinkles there. So you want to make sure the water gets out. So the chura, new hair is lav davka brand new. And any nice suit you have that you know the water will ruin the suit, and you want to shake out the water, that's also to do on Shabbos. Because by shaking out the water, it's also daimit to kibbutz. Yeah. And some say more, when you shake it out, it's like daimit to schita, I think there he says. Yes, the Mogen Avraham says, "Vishemiskatze b'mayim mashma d'stam."
What happens?
So why does
she
say? Shmuel says, "Go on." Shaking it. Maybe not. Yeah. Choshchen, yivdatku beged choshchen makulav. Yeshem the osel of naye beged min olvuk sholem. This is Rashi Shittim that you're not allowed to shake off your beged from dust. If your jacket fell on the floor and got all dusty, you're not allowed to shake off the dust off your jacket. In Makpidola, if the way the jacket now is so dirty that you'd be Makpid not to wear it, so then by shaking off the dust, that's Rashi's Chiddush, that's also called Kibbutz. So, it's about Kibbutz. Places hold no. Places said that's not called Kibbutz. Kibbutz is only when you want to put water in it. Now, some dust I got. Jacket 30, you're not allowed to clean off the dust off the jacket Shabbos. That's the way you won't wear it. The Torah locus with Vorim. Metchili should be makpid like Rashi Shita and not take it off. If some fezzes or like piece of material goes on top of your beggar like a hair or a string or something, that's mutter to take off. Because that's not nivul in the beggar. That's called a separate piece by itself. There is no issa kib. So that'll be mutter. So the Shreya Maisa type, if your jacket gets dirty, it's the Shreya Maisa. The Mr. Brewer is making a day a goy. If you want, you can tell a goy to do it. That's on Easter Rabbanim, Mishum Kavod Abriyas, you can make it for a goy to clean off your beged. A Mikra Adin, the Ramad says, you should be choshish for Rashi Shita, not to clean it off.
If it rains, right.
What?
If it rains.
So it's Nagei also rains. Nagei was you shouldn't take your jacket and wring it out, and what's Nagei, I'm always your hat. When you come home, your hat is wet. Usually, take off your hat. The first thing you do is go like this to get off the water. That's not to do on Shabbos. It's even possible to be nisteraisa then. That's called daimatis tekibus and daimatis chita. It's like you're squeezing out the water out of the beggar. Right, the base. How like it? Yeah, boilers shagabe begodim. You buy a new sweater, a new jacket that was woven. I'm all the part of the woven. The material is sticking out. Some parts of the threads are still sticking out. There's like, yabolus means like a growth. Like a growth on Rachmanos on your body, you have a growth on your woolen deggit. There's still some growth there. Shagabe begodim, going elu ayabolus shabekli atzemer, hanishorim behem in ariga. When they wove with the leftover some of this wool there, is chayiv mishumak apatish. You pull off the strings now on Shabbos, so this is the rice of mishumak apatish. Why? Because makapatish means any gemar malocha. This is called the gemar malocha of the begit. The who sheyik pralayim. Now you're makpid not to wear it the way it is now. So the kitzur, this beggar wasn't finished yet. A beggar means something you wear. You won't wear this beggar that has these pimples sticking out on it. So taking out these pimples from the wool, that'll be nisid raisim. Avlim esirim derech esek potter. If you don't do the kavonim, stam derech esek case. Stam, you don't have kavonim to take to make your beggar look nicer. Just stam like aga, like be misasek. That's mutter to do it.
Yeah, don't really mean it's mutter. Because the mechabes loshin is potter, and potter only means potter avaloser. And that's where the Mishnah Brewer also brings down from the Sefer HaZachronis that it's still also to do it mid Rabbanim. Even though you don't have kavona to take it off to clean the beged like it should be wearable, you're just doing a derech esik, it's still also mid Rabbanim. But if your kavona is pulling it out because you want the beged to look nice to be able to wear it, that's an issue. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, there was a question.
If you have the shmorim, that's the dirty wine that has the shells and the pits inside it, you're allowed to put water on top of it on Shabbos. Hey, because you're not straining out anything. Like, you're just putting water, like, through the strainer. So the water is mutter to go through it. You want that the shmorim, that means the pits and shells, let them get a little bit wet, and then the wetness of it will come out, so that's mutter. You're allowed to sift out wine through sudrin. Now, it's clear wine that you could drink the way it is. There's no way to sifting. Sifting burrs only if it's dirty wine and has the pits and shells in it, then you can't sift it out. But if it's clean wine that's drinkable, there's no issa being sifting it. So you'll have to put it through the sudrin, or the chlifas mitzvah. You can put it through the basket that's made of palm trees, also sifts out the wine. There's no sifting because the wine is drinkable the way it is. There's no issa burr on it. You can put an egg through a sifter that's made to sift chardal mustard seeds. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason is. You have mustard down on the bottom of it already. The yellow part of the egg goes down to the bottom where the mustard is. Has the purpose why you want the egg, the yellow, to go down is to make it look nice. And the white stays on top. So the reason why there's no issur burr here is because you're not doing for the purpose of eating the egg. You're just doing for the purpose that the yellow should go down and make the chardol look nice. So therefore there's no issur burr by separating an egg. Because you're not doing it to eat it. It's a shayla. If you would separate the egg, the white from the yellow, amanas teeth one, maybe that would be yasa. That's called a burr that you want to use the teeth. But here you just want the yellow to go down to make the bottom chardol look nice. There's no issur burr. Now the second shot Rashi is shall the tech tashabi below the tech card the sena shall card the shore mishum shinui. We are tell a car should clean him as batla. Second tell shit that some is shinu here, that's why it's mutter. Right. We'll see more about it. By to be oisin a numlim bishabis. You allow them making a numlim bishabis, a type of a drink of wine that you drink. It's a maichol briyim, that's why it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, I meh bishabis because. If you want to make this type of a drink on Shabbos, you only allowed to make one kais worth of it. Because more than that, if it says, Nick, you're doing l'shem refuah, or you're doing it for after Shabbos. You can't make more of this one, just one cup. The yomtiv belogin. On yomtiv, you can make a little bit bigger, a lug, the size of a lug you can make of it. Over moyed b'chavis, and chol moyed, you can even make a big basket, a barrel full of it. Rabbi Tzadik Oimer, akolu for yorchid. No, it's mutin, depends how many orchim you have, you can make it. It's not a shal, you're doing it for after Shabbos, because if you need it for that Shabbos, you can make as much as you need on Shabbos. We'll soon see in the Gemara exactly what a numlin is. So the Gemara Omaziri. Noise nodim yayin solul or mayin tzulun lotoicha mishmeres for Shabbos. You'll have to put clean water or clean wine through the sifter on Shabbos. V'yayin achoshis, there's no issa. Hey, since it's edible or drinkable the way it is, there's no issa burr. So just putting it through to make it even cleaner, there's no issa burr. But if the wine or the water is dirty, that's not drinkable the way it is, so then you're making merakid, you're sifting it, that's an issur d'oraisa. Meisver, Shimon Gamliel Omer, Toyred Odom Chov Yesho Yayin, Yena Ushmoreho, you're allowed to take a whole barrel full of wine with its pits and shells, V'noisein L'Toycha Mishmeres B'Shabbos, and you're allowed to put it through the sifter on Shabbos. See what smash me, even though the wine is dirty, the wine has the pits and shells in it, still it's mutter. I look through, this is an av malacha merakid. Your mom is sifting it on Shabbos. V'yena choshus, that it's mutter. The Torah says, Tirgum Oziri, Bein ha-gita shonu. This song about the fresh wine just comes out of the barrels. So Rashi learns the pshat is, that's the way people drink the wine. They drink the wine with the shells in it. It's not that bad, it's still drinkable. So since l'maisa rove people drink it this way, there's no issa burra then. Rashi ben akita shonu shakol hayenas akurim. All the wine were dirty. V'sheisenoisem b'shomrehim, and they used to drink it this way with the shells in it. Hilkach ein kan tikkun. The blav hochi mishtosi. That's the klal. If it's drinkable the way it is, then there's no issa burr. Even though you're sifting it and making it purer, that's not an issa sifting. Sifting is only when the way it is. Now you can't eat it, and with the sifting you make it edible. That's awesome. Baiter misanen esayayin besudrin. You're allowed to take wine and put it through the sudr, put it through the cloth to sift it. Omer Rav Simi Bachia, or Bavach Layasa Guma. There's like a ma'isa ubdu d'chol. When you put the cloth on top of the barrel, you should not make a guma, like make it go down in, like the top of the cloth goes into the barrel. That's making a hole. Making a guma, that's more nechse, like a regular sifting that's awesome in the rabbonim. The cloth on top of the barrel shouldn't go deep down like it's a hole there. The pi hakli chiyuvdu d'chol. That's called uvdu d'chol. Inami yosadei schita. Or else there'll be a schita there. Or else l'chayshid mishum schita. So we're right. Uve kfifis mitzvus. You're allowed to put the wine through a basket made out of palm trees, even though it's going to sift it. But since it's clean wine, it's mutter. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Ubevad shlo yagbiya mikark isoy shokli tefach. You should not pick up a basket from the bottom of the barrel of tefach. Because if you do it, it's the shalom mishum anoyel. And we're talking about you have a big wine barrel here. And now you have like a sifter, like a basket made out of palm leaves. So you want to put the sifter in here, and then you pour the wine on top. So the sifter can't be a tefach off from the bottom, because then the sifter is like an oil. So drashish leyagviam hakfifis. That's this basket you're using to sift the wine with. Mikakiris hakli from the bottom of the kli. Hatak the tefach. Kemidas oil. Because if it's a tefach off the bottom, then it looks like you're making an oil. That's why it's awesome. So more Omar Rav. It's a very wichtig aloch here. Omar Rav. Hai perunko. A perunko means like a cover to a barrel. Trashi perunka, beged sheshoitchen al gigif yain lechsoisei. You have the big barrels of wine, and you want to put a cloth on top of it to cover it up. Chur daimet is a shailon on every time you put a cover on top of the pot on Shabbos. So all you're doing is putting a cover on top of the barrel. So to Gemara, apal ged the kubishari. If you're only covering up here for the top of the barrel, that's muta. But akula kuba also. If you put the cover across the whole barrel, then it's also. Now what is the yisur? Rashi learns, Apalga the Kubishari, the lav oil who. If you're only covering half of the barrel, there's no is oil. Or if you cover the whole barrel, then it's also because it looks like an oil. You're making an oil. Since you're putting a cover on top of the barrel, there's no is oil. So the Velt Kasha, everybody asks, then how can you ever cover any pot? Anytime you have a pot and you put the cover on top of the pot, as long as there's a tefach, as if the food is filled to the top of the pot, then avada there wouldn't be a noil. A noil has to mean there's a roof, but underneath there has to be at least air of a tefach. But every normal pot that's only half full, so you have a tefach wide of air, so how could you put the cover on top of the pot? Look who you're making a noil. That's this gemara. All you're doing is spreading out the cover on top of the barrel, wine barrel. So some of us have learned the wine barrel is very wide. A very wide barrel, there's an is oil of midrabbanan, it looks like you're making an oil. Say Nechlami, on a wide barrel, it'll be yosa to put a cover on top of it, because it looks like an oil. Manshenken our normal pots are not so wide, there wouldn't be an isim. Well, be a bisnogay would be a mole if you have these big garbage cans outside. Kuru there should be a shallah, putting the cover on top of it would be done to an oil. The kuru, I don't know how big a gigas was, this barrel of wine. The kuru, our big garbage cans is the same thing like a barrel of wine. And here it says you're not allowed to put a cover on top of it. Another ksas cooler is that the Ravid Shita learns different. The Ravid learns this gemara not like Rashi. It's not a shayla of an oil. Because as oil, we always say an oil, it's only yossi if you make the walls also, you have to make the mechitzis. Calls the man the mechitzis are there, and all you're doing is put a covering on top, there's no is oil. There's only an is oil if you're mamish putting it on manas to be megin to protect you from the sun, like to use for real oil. To protect you from the sun or from the rain, that's also to do, even though you're not making mechitzis. But any type of an oil like this, we are not doing to protect yourself on the bottom. It's only us, we all, that we make mechitzis with the oil. But if the mechitzis were there before, just putting the oil on top, just putting the cover on top, there's no way to mechitzis. So that'll be a portion of the heter for all pots, to put the cover on top of the pot. So what's pshat now with Gemara? The Ravid learns is doimet to masanenis. It looks like you're making a sifter on Shabbos, and it looks like you're going to sift the wine on Shabbos. That's why it's only a bazundarissim. This barrel, a wine barrel, you're not allowed to put a cloth to cover up the whole top of the wine barrel. Because it looks like you're making a sifter to be able to sift the wine. But it has nothing to do with oil. That's the Ravid Shita. So nice of the Velt is more or less make about the Ravid, like you don't see anybody ask this takam to cover, even if you have a big barrel or garbage can, not to put the cover on top of it. Because another shalom is, we're saying the Rashi Shita is, Allah, it's only if you make the walls and then you put a cover on top. But a regular pot, the walls are made already, then it's mutter to put the cover on top. But the is still, there's still a Shiloh. Because that's good if the pot is where it is. But let's say you picked the pot up on Shabbos and put it someplace else and put it down here. That's called now you made the walls here. Since you put the pot in a new place on Shabbos, and this Mokum now by putting the pot down, you're like making the four walls around it. So it should still be also to put the cover back on top of it. Because putting the cover on top of it lies like you're making an oil. So the answer is either it's not wide enough to be an is oil, or else we're saying on the Ravid sheet that the Bechlal there's no is oil, stop putting a cover on top of a pot. The only is that the Gemara means here is it looks like you're making a shimmer. It looks like you want to sift the wine. Right. Amar Papa, lo'inahedek inish tzinusa v'fumia dekuzna dechavita. If you have like a kli that you fetch the water out of the big wine barrel, you fetch it out. What do you call it? Like a ladle. So in the ladle, you shouldn't put twigs inside the ladle because that looks like you're making a mesanenis. You're making a sifter there. Like what are you putting the twigs in this little barrel, in this little kli form? Because you want when the wine goes through it, like the psoilus should stay behind and only the wine will come out. So that's awesome. Because on the hedek inish, people shouldn't stick tzinenusa, little twigs, the pumi in the opening, the kuzna, this little kli, the chavita that you're going to use to fetch out the water, to fetch out the wine. Mishum the mechsei kimishameris. It looks like you're sifting out the wine. Today rapope shuafor shichro mimona lamona. Used to pour beer from one kli to another kli. Like he had beer in this kli, and he'd pour it out into another kli. Omule ravachim edifto ravina, who he can eat tzaitzis. The chud, that should also be a shalom from Borur. Because the mal, the beer means there, the hops on the bottom was still in there. And when you're pouring out the beer, you're very makbid just to let the water part fall out, and the psoil is still staying here. So when it comes to mamish, the end, pouring out, that last pouring is a maisa Borur. You're like making the psoil stay behind, and only the tzutzis, only the drops are coming out. So how could you pour out the end part of the beer, like very slowly, just that the good wine comes, the good beer comes out, and the psoil stays behind? That's a maisa Borur. And the Gemara, the Vera Popolich, and the Gemara Nitzvah says, the Vera Popolich Hashivi. When he used to pour out the beer, he was never mocked but to get the last drops out. In other words, he only poured when it was completely beer. When it came to the bottom part, when it was mixed together with the hops, he never poured out that part. So that's not a Nitzvah Burr. Because when he poured it out, he only poured out the pure beer. When it got the bottom part that was mixed up, he wasn't mocked but had taken out those last few drops. But that's the lochataka. If you have dirty stuff on the bottom of your kli, you start pouring out, you're very mocked, but the dirty stuff should stay in, just the good stuff should come out, that's also called an isra burr. So he didn't let the last drops, he didn't take out. Strashi, he cites the very popular chashivi. Shechen v'ni matel shecher hoi, he used to sell beer. And I mean about mitziah, but sachim. He'll the chayna makbo the tzitzis kol kach. When it came to the bottom part of the beer, he used to throw away the whole thing with the hops outside. Since Mekhila, you only poured out the good beer. When it got to the bottom, he threw the whole thing away. It's Nikkor, there was no burr involved. You're allowed to put an egg on Shabbos through a sifter, at least a mustard sifter. Tony Yaakov Korcho. Lefi Shane Oysen Oysen El Legavan. What's the purpose you